Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Well, we got JC Mai on.
You're on. Good.
All right. All right. Man, it's going to be cold down there for that Army-Navy game, huh?
It's going to be so cold. I'm so cold. I would almost better it's snow or something. At least it'd be more fun. It's just going to be sunny
and I agree.
Beer.
But it's going to be windy, and you're going to be sitting still doing nothing.
It's
going to be so cold.
Awful.
Sixers looked good last night, huh? They took that. So JoJo takes off the game before, I mean, you know, takes off as in sucks, and then he physically takes off last night. I mean, you already took the game before off when you sucked, so why did you need to rest last night?
There's an argument to be made. I think a great majority of the team took that game off, except for a very select few, but I will not disagree that he did not have much interest in really exerting himself in that Toronto game. No question about it.
So, but, you know, Jimmy Butler's fun to watch.
Yeah, I think he's been looking for a real day off in a long time, and he got two in a row here. Well, one and a half. Yeah, one and a half. I think he's definitely very worn out, and he'll probably still be worn out when he gets back next week, but maybe we could wear that just a little bit by giving him some time off, which we have done.
Now your opinion on the guys in green. Do we think that it's worth it here to fight out to get the playoffs, or do we just pack it in?
I think it's very worth it. I think the people are realizing there that there could be a realistic expectation to get to the playoffs.
Are you scared of the game? Because I'm a little scared. Ever since the Cowboys fired their offensive line coach, they've been playing out of their mind.
Yeah, they got Mark Colombo. He's their offensive line coach. They've been really doing a lot. And their offense is very hot right now. Defense is very hot. But, yeah, I think they're scared. But I think people realize the opportunity that they got here to really get people back in the game.
Man, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yes! It'll be fun if I am. Thank you so much, Cindy.
I'd stay inside. It's cold out.
Yeah, very cold. I'm not playing. Hello?
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Second. Deadline on
ESPN. Big
Joel
Embiid,
the recent usage
to
stretch five really
frustrating. Oh, that's kind of taken out of context, but whatever. He's trying to make a bigger point.
I think it's mainly because of Webby usage, which is a big use of the space right now. Stretch five, so we'll shoot 25% of 3-point range. But it seems like last couple of games.
He's frustrated at it. You're taking it out. I want to make a point of that. I think it's frustrating that he hasn't been better from 3-point position, and he hasn't been able to make plays at the perimeter. Not to the point that he doesn't like being on the perimeter. I think it's frustrating that he hasn't made plays in the position they put him in. It's a completely different thing.
Down a point, 28.2 before the trade, 23.8 with Butler. Now, I don't mind him. He's kind of hip. Like, you're bringing Muslim and scoring 25 points. Field goal percentage, 48.4 to 43.1. 3-point percentage, 30.2 to 27.3. He has made 14 of 42 shots in Butler, including one time. Guess what? I don't want him up there anyway, so. I love the fact that he's sitting here saying that.
That's the element of his game. You gotta respect the elements of his game. That's what makes
him. I mean, you do that as like a little threat, but I want one or two shots. That's all he's trying to do right now
is keep the defense on.
Yeah, let's go to Brandon and we'll
go back. Hello, what's up? What do you have? Up, is he there?
Is that for me, Jamie?
Yeah, that's for you. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you? Well, I'll tell you what I'm not happy about. What in the world's going on with Embiid? He's crying about how they're not using him. Now, he might be right, but what the heck's that about?
No, but I think he's more crying that, you know, he's frustrated that he's not been producing. I don't think he's trying to take – I know, but I think he was not trying to take a shot at the coach. I think, you know, he's frustrated maybe Simmons. He feel like Simmons is not playing in the way that he would like. I would buy that, but I'm not buying the coach.
Well, why are you saying that about Simmons?
Well, because they always seem to be, like, talking cozy each other over the past little bit. And it's come some of the fractious nature of having a two superstars. But I think he's fine. I think he'll get back to it. But that is the truth that he has not had a dominant game in a little bit.
Well, the kid they brought in, Butler's out of this world. They're going to have to learn to play with him because he's a stud. I mean, he's the guy they're looking for, isn't he?
I think he is. There's no other thing to think after he scores 38 and 38 and back-to-back.
And it looks like he and Simmons get along really, really well, you know?
I think they got a great understanding of what, you know, how to use each other well. I agree with that. That's why I'm saying him and Embiid maybe don't to that level. But I don't know. But that's the point I was trying to make before.
I'd have a question for you. The kid that suffered a Heisman Trophy from Alabama, Tua, right?
Sure.
I want you to ask your dad this also. What do you think of his delivery? I know he's got the gaudy numbers, but, man, I don't think he has a big-time delivery. He throws the ball like three-quarter arm. That's not a pro-style passer to me. What do you think?
I know. There's a definite argument to be made there, and it would have to be bared out in the NFL, but over the next year, before he enters the draft at the end of next year, I think there's definitely going to be a bit more and more of a debate about his delivery because the shine is going to start coming off. Not the shine coming off, but people are going to start dissecting him more and more and stop looking at just the numbers so much. But I think that's definitely at least a fair argument to be made. He'll still be
Now I have a scary note before you hang up on me. Mike Trout, they're pushing like crazy at St. Louis to get Harper. They're pushing like heck to get Harper out in St. Louis. They had a big thing last night about it. What do you think about that?
Well, he got Goldsmith already this week. That'd be a pretty good twosome. What is it, Goldsmith and Harper?
I like our kid, though. They made room at first base for Hoskins, right?
They did do that. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and then they got to get Harper soon. If they don't, he'll be gone. He'll be gone. He'll be elsewhere.
I think the decision day is coming, but I think they're still in a good position to get him off.
I hope, because they're young, and he claims to like the team. They need another good quality pitchers. I still don't know why they don't talk about Hamels. And did Hamels re-sign with Chicago?
I don't think there's been any movement on him yet, but I think not just him. I think pitching in general needs to be talked about more.
And you think Embiid's going to be okay? You think it's going to blow over?
I think Embiid's going to be okay, and he'll get back to doing what he's doing. This is interesting stuff to talk about, but I really don't think it's going to have an effect on his production.
I love Butler. Butler looks like he's having a ball out there with those guys, you know?
Yeah, he's having a great time, you know? Apparently, all he wants is to win. That's what he said the whole time. He's been everywhere, and he's winning now, and he's producing enough.
How about the big kid that stepped in for Embiid last night and played his brains out, Miss, right?
Yeah, he did a good job, Miss Gal. There's a lot to like about the Rams,
They're fun to watch. All right, well, before I go away to boy, you can come up tomorrow if you want. Talk to your parents, unless you're going to hang with your dad and watch the game.
No,
if you
want to
come up for dinner, let me know.
I'm still in the deciding time with that. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. All right. See you later. Good job. Yeah.
Bye. Do you want to rebut any of the points I made in the last little bit or no?
I don't think it's either, but why is his management the second biggest story? Top headline, Embiid, Rolls and Butler trade structure.
Well, it's fun to talk
about. Top headline.
I know, because it's fun to talk about. That's,
I mean, they've been great. That's the thing, like, you're winning.
Yeah, they're, what,
so, like,
10 and 4 and 9?
You're saying they got back-to-back cameras. It's so weird the way that they are with the pitch.
Yeah.
They played two times in 8 days earlier, and now they got two.
And then they'll be done.
Yeah, then they're done.
They're over.
Yeah.
It's around. And you started up with the Lakers and Spurs. She did the same thing Thursday and last night. So they did it sometimes with the kids.
And who won that?
Whoever didn't win the night before, yeah, that's fair.
Going over
St. Joseph. Uh-huh.
We got
the
Army-Navy
team. A
lot of traffic.
Fires and Sabres and Thorns. Alright. Eagles up 4-4-25. That's going to be huge. I didn't see the
code.
That's really an amazing story because they never have any idea anywhere. Don't try to. That connection. And Bob Wayne, that's his meaning, because he was World Series team. He was very important. And now he's getting robbed by being. Weird. Oh. Because in the Dominican League, right? Yeah, Bob Wayne, you get what I'm saying about the best? Do you agree or disagree with what?
Got 45-41, you're on the air, man.
Hey, I think you said I'm on the air. Hey, it's Aaron. First time, long time. How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Did Swanee do this audio or what? What's up, buddy?
Yeah, that's it.
So I got two good topics, playoff topics. We got RBFL playoffs. We got college football playoffs, specifically. Do you think Georgia should have been let in because they're the only team that can beat Alabama?
I think that's easy, no, and that's the way to do it for the playoffs. So I'm a hard no on that. They had a shot to be in. They had a shot to be in twice. They did it here in time. I'm sorry, but they got absolutely no leg to stand on, I don't think.
Yeah,
they're great,
I agree.
They're a great team, but they got no chance.
Okay. All right. What are your thoughts on the RBFL playoffs?
Well, we got six people battling it out, and we'll see who comes out on top. It always seems to come to an interesting end, and I would not expect anything different from you, right?
Yeah. What about those five? There's a really good strong 5-6 seed. It's snuck in there.
I know.
Think they got a chance to surprise anybody?
No, I don't. I do not think even the owner of the 60 team gives the team much of a shot. I think even the owner of the team does not even think that he will be able to make any traction in the playoffs.
No. All right.
which is not a good mindset to be in, but I think that's the mindset.
That's a good point. All right, buddy. Well, I just want to throw those out there.
All right.
All right.
That's a nice question. Thank you so much.
You got it, Jay. Later.
Yeah, he's next. I want you to make the case on Georgia and try to replace the coach. You know,
if they're going to stay, here's the deal.
Get rid of him.
I got rid of him.
All right, this is okay.
If they're
going
to make it, they think have the best chance to make it like an enjoyable playoff or possibly be the best team, you can make a case that they should be in it because they can battle with them. So they could possibly be the best team in the league. Let's say they were at the last game and they were playing each other. They could possibly win. So they could possibly be the best. Now, if you're going to go the other way and you're just going to reward people who have the best season, then Florida, UCF,
They could probably beat Notre Dame.
That's never been the discussion
because Notre Dame went undefeated is never going to be left out. Never, ever going to be left out of it.
What about UCF?
That's different because.
Oh, it was about never, ever.
No,
because. You mean there's stipulation?
Notre Dame played schedule with a lot of top 25 teams at a lot of sites, and it's never going to happen.
Are they going to advance the championship?
I think they could have a shot to beat Clemson, sure. I don't know who I would pick right now. I guess you have to pick Clemson, but I
think you have a few weeks.
There's a lot of time to go. Very quickly, because we gracefully running low on a minute. What's up? Oh. Hello? Yeah, Carl, what? Oh, he's there. What's up? Put him back on him. I think he's in the car, so we'll let them get him for a few shows.
Jenny.
Oh, what's up? What you got?
What's up, Jane? We had a little technical difficulty here.
Well, I'm glad you're here now. What's up?
What do you think of that Sixers game last night? Where did it be? Do you think there's anything to that or nothing to be worried about?
No, I think nothing to be worried about at all. That's what I think. You know, it's interesting to talk about, but nothing to be worried about.
All right, it made me a little bit nervous there. What did you think about the game the other night in Toronto? We played okay, hung with them.
Considering for a long period of time in that game. But I think they certainly had some flaws that have been easier to see, and they were easy to see last year, and they haven't become any harder to see certain this year. And I think Toronto was able to expose them a little bit, and the holes that they have, and we'll just have to wait and see if time goes. If they can plug the holes or not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've been more fun to watch than the Eagles. What do you think? Let's say we do win tomorrow. What are our odds of pulling off a victory in LA? I'm guessing 1-9. Then we got to go 9-7. What are our chances if we pull this off tomorrow?
I think a victory in LA, I'll put it at a 1-3. I think if LA is 12-1, I think they're definitely going to be in a good position for a letdown against a hot team, even if they do play full court. So I'll put it at a 3rd. How about that? It's 12-1.
At a 3rd, all right.
When you're playing for a season like that, anything could happen.
All right, and then to go around the wheel on the Phillies, what do you see in free agency coming up this week?
Well, I think the dropping is going to be coming this week, but we'll see where the chips fall. Hopefully they fall on one of the big ones, but you never know.
A lot of complaining about this headset, so I can't use this one anymore.
Yeah.
This one must not be good. We haven't used this one in years, but I'm going to have to leave. This is not good, but Charlie's on the line.
Yeah, he is. What's up, Mika?
Jamie, glad you're back.
Yeah, back.
Missed you the last couple of weeks. But anyway, what do you think about this, Camus, Gruger, Hill, with a little smack talk? And I kind of like it. I mean, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think there's definitely a good thing to have. I think you always got to be confident, and that's all that Camus is saying. And he's stating his opinion. And there's always a place for stating opinions, isn't there?
Well, his opinion is correct. I mean, they do always choke, so I don't think he did anything wrong.
Well, it's been correct a lot of the time. There's definitely some right here.
Yeah, what do you think about Sunday? You think we have I kind of like our chances. We seem to play better down
like
there.
I like them a lot because I think they found their stride a little bit, definitely. I think they got a formula. They know how to beat teams now in the last 2 weeks. I don't care if you beat Cole McCoy in the last week because he's a very competent quarterback. And even Mark Sanchez, we've seen him make tons of plays before. So I think I like us a lot tomorrow. And if we can beat it, it's a whole new season. And I think we got a lot of possibilities for different things to happen.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Last thing, I want to go against my religion here and talk a little Sixers.
Watching
Toronto.
I know.
I'm always Eagles, but I'm going to switch it up today.
Well, today I think Toronto is a great team, and hopefully you could plug the holes that they exposed if you have to ever meet them in the playoffs, which I have a sneaking suspicion you will not have to do, but. I think if you do, there's certainly things that they can do that you can't, so you got to figure out a way to, make that not the case.
Yeah, do you think they're one trade away? I think they're one player away from maybe competing with them.
I think that is correct. I do. I think one more score and we'll be right at the top with them.
Yeah, I agree. It looks like Jimmy Butler is having a ton of fun playing for this team.
Yeah, it certainly does. Like you, you're always having a ton of fun with everything. Okay, thank you so very much.
All right.
Yeah, we. I know. It is over. Ain't nothing to return, but for now, bye-bye.